Last night I had my interview with the big cheese. At first I thought for sure he'd pick me as his main tweeze, 'cause he was all excited through the perilous night. But then his interest seemed to flag around the dawn's early light. Now I don't take rejection well, and I won't forget. The king will soon find out I hear as good as I get. I'll make that creep regret the day that he was born, because the devil has no fury like a woman scorned. I don't know how he could have been unimpressed when he saw the snazzy way in which I was dressed, with necklaces and bracelets from my head to my feet, and a neckline and a hemline that more or less meet, with makeup on my eyes, my lips, my nails and my nose, with rings on every finger and with bells on my toes. Not a single inch of me was left unadorned. You know the devil has no fury like a woman scorned. They say that he's nobility, but I didn't see anything noble in the way he treated me. He used me, then he dumped me with a sinister laugh. First I got the royal treatment, then I got the royal shaft. He gaped at me and gawked at me and ogled some more. I felt just like a shirt inspected by number four. And just when I thought that I would pass the inspection, I got weeded out by a natural selection. There's no way I'm giving up without a fight. I won't take it lying down the way I did last night. And if you think then I'm a chump, you're sadly misinformed, because the devil has no fury like a woman scorned. I'll write about the king until he sues me for libel. I'll even try to get my book put into the Bible. It's only the beginning, so even